Amen. What a blessing that was. Praise the Lord for it. If you have your Bibles with you, if you'd look with me to the book of Genesis, the very first book of the Bible, Genesis chapter 22. Genesis chapter 22. Faith Promise Missions Month. That's what we're in, the month of June. And it's a stewardship month. It's a month to understand the will of God concerning our giving and all sorts of different things. As we support missionaries, we get excited about having missionary families in and hearing about what God is doing around the world through missions and seeing souls saved and New Testament churches established. Just a great time. I love the month of June that helps us to just to emphasize and to see what God is doing through His church. And I believe the message this morning found here in Genesis chapter 22. We're going to be reading verses 1 all the way down to verse 18. So if you'll stand with me, we'll read the Word of God together. Starting in verse 1. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here am I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son and clave the wood for the burnt offering and rose up and went into the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the ass and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, My father, and he said, Here am I, and my son, and he said, Behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together, and they came to the place which God had told him of, and Abraham built an altar there, and laid the wood in the order, and bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand, and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven, and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad. Neither do thou anything unto him, for now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from him. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mounts of the Lord it shall be seen. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time and said, By myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee. And in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore. And thy seed shall possess the gates of his enemies. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. And let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, as we do bow before you once again, we thank you, Lord God, for just helping us to sense your presence in this place, for making this a place of refuge. We thank you, Lord God, for your preserved word that we have before us. And for God, the opportunity we have now just to receive the message from the preaching of the word of God. And I pray, God, that you would just give each one of us here that ear to hear. I ask, God, that you would use me once again as an instrument in your hand. to bring forth your message to your people from your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You may be seated. Faith promise, mission. What I, by faith, and that's the key right there. What I, by faith, promise to give God as He supplies. By faith, make a promise to give God as He supplies. Abraham's willingness to offer his son Isaac, I believe, is a great illustration of what faith promise symbolizes. Abraham, and most all of us here, if you've been around the Word of God for very long at all, you understand who Abraham is, but Abraham was chosen by God to establish the nation of Israel. The nation of Israel would be known as God's chosen people. The whole Old Testament is devoted to the history and how God worked in the life of the nation of Israel. Israel was to represent God to the world. That's why they had a different standard. They had the law to live by. Because they were to reveal to the world that there is a God. And He's holy and He's just and He's righteous. Abraham is an example of faith for all to look to. Not just the Jews, because they were God's chosen people, but that ushered in the New Testament, which ushered in the idea that we're all, every born-again believer who has faith in God, is a part of the seed of Abraham. Now, Galatians in chapter 3, the Bible reveals that to us. That's just not what I'm teaching you this morning. It's not my thoughts, it's God's thoughts. It's exactly what the Bible teaches. Galatians in chapter 3 and verse 6. In the same way that Abraham was saved, the same way we get saved today. By faith, belief in God and His plan for salvation. Galatians chapter 3 and verse 6, the Bible says, even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. So then, they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. Amen. I trust that you somewhat understand that, so we don't have time. I'm not going to go into that as a message this morning because I believe we're going to go a different direction, but we have to establish that. Faith Promise Missions is what I, by faith, promise to give God as He supplies. And that's exactly what we find here in the offering of Isaac. The first thing for every believer to learn to do is to give God whatever God asks for. Chapter 22 and verse 1, the Bible says, and it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, behold, here I am. He was ready for it. Abraham knew that God would test his faith. If you have received Jesus Christ as your Savior, realize that your faith is going to be tested and tried. And through those trials and through those testings, it's going to strengthen your faith. The definition there of the word tempt. Now, some people get confused with that because there's a couple different definitions, and it's how it's translated. Here it is translated, the definition would be to try or to test. Another definition of that word tempt that is used and translated in other places is to entice or to allure to do something immoral. Can I tell you, all you have to do is look at the text and you can tell that's not what that word means right there. God does not tempt. The Word of God tells us that. So we understand that it does not, that God is not revealing here that He tempted Abraham, but the revealing of that is that God tested Abraham. And we know that, again, by looking at the Bible. The Bible interprets the Bible. Hebrews in chapter 11. Hebrews in chapter 11. I want you to understand the story. So follow with me as we lay the groundwork here. Understanding the story, biblical story that God has for us. Hebrews in chapter 11, verse 17. The Bible says in Hebrews 11, 17, by faith, Abraham. This is an act of faith. When he was tried, offered up Isaac. Okay, so that in Genesis it says tempt. That word means to test or try. And so here we find the New Testament, as we have it recorded, it says, and he was tried, offered up Isaac. And he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son. He was the only son of Sarah that God had promised that he would give to Abraham and to bless the world through this promised seed, to bless all nations through this promised seed, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. So this is Abraham's faith, and this is what Abraham's doing, is he understands that God's going to test his faith, even concerning his only begotten son. That only begotten means one of a kind. Jesus was the only begotten son of God, one of a kind. There has never been, never will be another like him. Amen. He was God manifested in the flesh. And this is the only son of Abraham and Sarah. One of a kind. The only one. And so Abraham passed the test to leave his homeland. God came to Abraham and said, you got to leave your homeland? I've got a plan and a purpose for your life. Abraham said, God, if that's your will, I'll do it. Passed that test. Tested his faith. Do you believe me to take care of you? Will you obey when I tell you to do something? Pass that test. He passed the test with Lot. We don't go back, but you study the test with Lot. He realized that their testimony was more important than their possessions. People started seeing the tribesmen of Abraham fighting with the tribesmen of Lot. And Abraham said, we cannot have this. Our testimony is more important. And to me, Lot, choose whatever you want. Choose whatever land that you want, because our testimony is more important to me than any of these worldly possessions. Lot chose what he thought would be the very best. Happened to be Sodom and Gomorrah. Don't always go by what looks good, amen? Abraham passed that test. By faith, he passed that test. Now the ultimate test. The ultimate test. Verse 2. And he said, take now thy son, thine only son, Isaac. And underline this, whom thou lovest. Love him more than me? Do you love that more than you love me? Whether it be a son or whatever it might be. And get thee into the land of Moriah and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. Wow. Possibly what he loved the most in this world. He'd waited for a long time for this son. He was cleaving to this son, looking at this son as a blessing from God. God blessed him with this son. He knew this was God's blessing. God opened the womb of his wife, Sarah. God blessed him with this son. And he knew that through his son, future blessings upon all humanity would come. Now you can imagine how he would love that son. And God says, sacrificing. Many fear what God might ask of them. God will ask something, y'all, Lord, I'll do it. Yes, I'll do anything for you. And ask you to do this and do that. And yes! And then God asks you to do something and you say, is there something else I can do for you? Many fear coming and surrendering their lives to whatever God's will is because automatically you think Africa. Can I tell you, we must remind ourselves, he's God. Abraham is going to reveal his faith here because he's willing. He's already passed several tests, several trials. His faith has been strengthened through every one of those trials. And then he gets to a final test right here before God blesses him and tells him the things that he tells him that we read later on in the passage there. But before that comes, he has to pass his final test. And he says, the final test, Abraham, is that you sacrifice your son. That which you love more than anything else on this planet Earth. Are you willing to give that up for me? We have to ask ourselves and remind ourselves he's God, but ask ourselves, could he ask for too much? If you believe in God and you have to believe in God and know who he is in order to be saved, for God to start working in your life like this, God's not going to ask you to do something before, first of all, you become one of his children. You have to be saved. Before you get saved, you're dead to God. You are dead in your trespasses and sins. But once you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, according to Ephesians in chapter 2, you then have been quickened or made alive unto God, and he has placed within you his Holy Spirit. As you was here, if you were here this morning in Sunday school, you realize through his Holy Spirit, we can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. I can do whatever God wants me to do if I am in Christ, because I have to be in Christ to be able to go through Christ. Amen. But once you're in Christ, then God says, I have a purpose and a plan for your life. It's going to require some sacrifices. Are you willing? Could God ask too much, knowing of his love? Knowing that he loved us enough to send his only begotten son to die for you, to die for me. Even when, while I was yet a sinner, Christ died for me. Could God ask too much of me? Can I tell you, and just to help you understand this, and I don't know that I ought to say this in public with my wife sitting here, but I will, okay? Close your ears. I know how much my wife loves me. I know who she is. She's not a self-centered individual. She's a very giving individual. Can I tell you that she could not ask too much of me? Now, if I didn't know who she was, and if I didn't know that she had that love for me, then I could not say that, because she could ask too much for me. But knowing who she is, I can express this publicly. She couldn't ask too much of me. If you truly know God and you understand that He's the Creator God and you understand His love for you and what He did for you in order to reconcile you to Himself, listen to me, you would have the very same thought in your heart and mind. God, whatever it is, you could not ask too much of me. I'll do whatever you ask me to do. Abraham's faith was there. Abraham knew God. He believed God. He understood who God was. And he said, God, I'll do whatever you want me to do. Whatever you ask me to do, I'll do. Can I tell you that God asked for our time? He wants you. He wants your heart. He wants your heart, your mind. He wants you to come to Him. He wants you to pray. Communicate with Him. He wants your time. He wants you in church on Sunday. He wants you to worship Him. For you, for any one of us who are saved to say, God, you're asking too much. If you expect me to be in church every time the church doors are open, there's a problem there. That's not asking too much. God says, I love you. I sent my Son to die for you. I want you to love me. I want you to desire to be around me. I want you to worship me. I want you to hear from me. I want fellowship. I want communion. And every believer looks forward to the time that we have to hear from God and worship God, sing praises unto His name. Not asking too much. God asks for our talents. Our service. He's the one that's given us the gifts, the talents, the abilities that we have. God says, I want you to use them for me. It's not asking too much. God blessed you with a voice, like we heard here this morning, to use it to glorify Him. Not asking too much to use whatever talents, abilities that God's given you. Serve Him. It's not too much of your God to ask for a tithe and an offering. It's not. He's the one that gave it to you. It's His. You're His. That's His. It's not too much. If you know who God is, learn to give to God whatever He asks. Just know it's God asking it. Amen? If you know it's God asking it, can't ask too much. All right, you can open your ears now. Amen. Because I don't know what. She might ask me to do something now when I get home that I've been putting off for some time. You know, I just... Learn to give God whatever He asks. Chapters 2 and 3, after He asked, and Abraham says, he knew it was coming, he says, here I am. And he tells him what he wanted him to sacrifice. Verse 3, the Bible says, and Abraham rose up early in the morning and went to do what God asked him to do. The second thing is, don't hesitate once you know. Don't try to justify giving anything less than what God asked for. Abraham didn't try to argue his point, but he could have. You see, because Abraham could have said, God, offer my son as a blood sacrifice. That's not who you are. God, you study the scriptures, you've never ask anyone to give human sacrifices as far as sacrificing children, sacrificing human sacrifices. That's all the pagan gods. Those are the gods that were in the land that you would kick out and have us to destroy when Israel moved into the land of promise. They were pagan. They had human sacrifices and they did a lot of those types of things. And Abraham could have argued the point and he would have said, God, that's not like you to ask me to do something like that. That's not your way of doing things. He didn't do that. Didn't do that. He knew this is what God asked for. He knew it was God. And by faith, knowing it's God, knowing he couldn't ask too much. He didn't hesitate. Hebrews chapter 11. Again, go back there. I want you to see verse 18. We read this earlier. I want you to see it again. So I want you to take and offer Isaac. Verse 18, in this passage, revealing what took place, he said, of whom it was said, that in Isaac shall thy seed be called. God, doesn't make sense. If you're going to bless me through Isaac, you can't bless me through Isaac if he's sacrificed, if he's dead. He can't get a wife. He can't have children. He could have hesitated. And he could have argued the point. And he could have tried to justify giving anything less than what God asks for. He could have said, what about Ishmael? Or what about one of the other ones? Just not Isaac. But he knew God said Isaac. And immediately rose up early in the morning and looked for the place that God wanted him to go. What did he do? He did not hesitate. He controlled his thoughts and simply trusted God. God, how can I tithe when I can't pay my bills? How can I do what you want me to do? Let me justify not doing what you want me to do. How can I be in church on Sunday when there's so much to be done? We got company coming in, and I've got to get the place cleaned. I've got to cook. I've got to do all this. Let everybody else. I'm just going to stay home, and I'm going to do these things. Even though I know you want me to be in church, I'm going to justify not doing what I know you want me to do, because surely my thinking is better than your thoughts. I'm just saying. We have the example of the faith of Abraham for all of us to look to. He controlled his thoughts and simply trusted God. Psalms chapter 19. Psalms chapter 19. Amen. Don't be shocked. God's speaking to you. Let him speak to you. Psalms chapter 19, verse 7. The law of the Lord is perfect. That means you can't improve on it. Converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them, there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? And cleanse thou me from secret faults. The errors of secret thoughts and justifying what we want to justify and not giving God or giving him less than what he asks. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins, presuming that our ways are better. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgressions. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. When it comes to giving God what He asks for, we cannot hesitate. We must control our thoughts and simply trust Him. And the last thing we find in Abraham's offering of Isaac, Genesis chapter 22, verse 8, "And Abraham said, 'My son, God will provide Himself a lamb for a burnt offering.'" He was confident in the fact that God would bless obedience, as long as he would just do whatever he knew God told him to do. And then verse 15, "The angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time and said, 'By myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing.'" What'd he do? Obedience. What'd he do? He just had faith enough to do whatever it was God told him to do. To give whatever it was God told him to give. "Because thou hast done this thing and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I..." You got God's blessings. "I will bless thee. And in multiplying, I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, the sand which is upon the seashore." You can't do that, and no other human can do that for you, but God can do it. "And as the sand upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gates of his enemies. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice." Abraham coming down off the mountain with Isaac, who had now been dedicated to God. It would have been a hallelujah time. He thought he was going to lose Isaac. He thought he was going to be the one that actually took his life. God said, "No, just a test." But he dedicated his son Isaac. He said, "God, he's yours. Do with him whatever you choose to do with him." Most of you know, and I've used this illustration many times over the history of the past, but when Crystal, our first child, 10 days old, she got a virus, went to hospital, her heartbeat was racing, they shaved her head, they put an IV in the top of her head, 10 days old, our first child, praying God would heal her, praying that God would lift her up. It didn't look good that night. They said, "You know, next few hours, it's very critical. We've tried everything. We've given her everything we can give her. Next couple hours, if it continues to go up, the temperature goes up, the heart rate was just off the charts. Next couple hours, we'll know whether she's going to survive or not." I've been praying all along. We've both been praying. "God, save our girl. Don't take her life." And I remember, after they come in and told us that, it was like 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. I remember going down to a little prayer closet. I said, "God, she's yours. I acknowledge the fact that you gave her to us. And if it's your will, I'll still serve you. But my desire, God, let us raise her for you. When I went back down, the nurse came in and said, the heart rate's slowing. The fever is coming down. I don't believe we would have had the opportunity to raise her if I had not that night committed her to God's hands. what Abraham did? By faith, made a promise to God. You've supplied, I'll give him to you. He's yours. And God said, it's a test. Now I know that you'll obey me. Now I know that you love me more than anything else. Take your son and go raise him. I believe God told us, take your daughter and raise her for me. Faith promise giving is more than just money. It's about having faith in God and giving God whatever He asks for. If I could have every head bowed, every eye closed. What's God asking for? Do you know Him? You might be here this morning and you don't understand it because you don't know Him. You can't go back a point in time in your life that you have personally put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ and asked Him to be your Savior. If that's you this morning, can I tell you that today's the day of salvation? Today's the day you need to come and trust Jesus Christ. Don't put it off any longer. Get saved today. And then, Christian, God can't ask too much. Whatever God asks for, it's for your own benefit, so that He might bless you beyond your wildest understanding. God wants to bless you, but He can only bless obedience. Give God whatever He's asking for. Father, we love You. Thank You for the truth of Your Word. Thank You for this story. Now You've given us so much in the Bible to understand this story, in Old Testament as well as New Testament. And guys, we preached the message this morning. I pray that You'd help each one here to make whatever application that You would have them to make. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.